We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, the sports gods have given us a lot for today. And let's hope by the time we go to bed tonight that we're happy. I mean, this thing could go in one of four directions. Love it all. Hate it all. Like what the Sixers did, don't like what the Eagles did. Or like what the Eagles did, don't like what the Sixers did. Look, I think the Sixers are going to win tonight. I also thought they're going to win game two. So, you know, we'll see. Big night for both teams tonight. By the way, speaking of big things up ahead, Seltzer, I know you and Fritzy, you got a high hopes thing going on here.
That's right. Saturday night, man. Come hang out. Fritzy and I, we are going to be at the Green Parrot in Newtown. It's our first High Hopes watch.
I love that place.
It's a great place, right? Yeah. So I went to high school in Newtown. I've been to the Green Parrot many times. Awesome, awesome spot. Great food, great drinks. And we'll be doing trivia as well. In addition to the watch party, people have a chance to win all kinds of cool prizes, Miller Lite merch, Phillies prizes as well. Three winners going to walk away with a pair of tickets to see the Phils as well. And, of course, we're going to watch the Phillies and the Padres that night. $3.50 Miller Lite specials, pints, fabulous pub grub food at the Green Parrot in Newtown this Saturday night. Starts at 7:30. Miller Lite's for Phils win. Celebrate responsibly.
All right, so, Seltzer, you like to go by Mr. Baseball, you know, like Tom Selleck.
Yes, that is actually, I was thinking of changing my name, but I'm probably not going to.
Less hair chest, though, right?
Yeah. I mean, less hair everywhere.
I would hope so. All right, so I want to see if you noticed, and Rhea, if you noticed, and John, if you noticed, what I told you yesterday to notice in the second game of the Phillies-Reds series, because there's only one more shot, no one did. Did you notice the bad camera angle? When you watch the Reds game, the camera is too far in left field for a real fair assessment of the balls and strikes.
I would actually like to thank you for ruining my baseball experience yesterday, because I wouldn't have noticed that.
I
thought about it.
I was thinking.
It is a little off-center.
It's way off-center.
I mean, a little too much off-center.
I would be seeing under ordinary circumstances.
It really is.
Is it that inaccurate? I don't know how inaccurate is that what I'm seeing.
It's pretty far over, man.
So I was thinking about it on occasion.
Yeah, no, if anyone
like,
does
that one probably was. And I thought that probably 12 times.
Well, especially with the pitcher, like the big lefty, like a lot of those balls crossing the plate like that. It was hard to tell. It really was.
So if you don't know what we're talking about, check it out today. You know, the Phillies are, of course, right of dead on. But enough good that you get a pretty good view of home plate from when the Phillies broadcast in Citizens Bank Park. But this Reds thing, man, you are all the way over there. So
you ruined that. You ruined the Billy Joel song. It's like, you know, now the Kinks song earlier, that's done for me.
Well, there's a few. I got a couple more in my arsenal.
No, stop.
I'll get to more. All right, let's not ruin something. Let's talk about something. You know, new rookies are about to come through the door, including, you know, one that'll be announced today, and he'll be in town this weekend. Fletcher Cox spoke a couple weeks ago when he, about a month after he retired, you remember Fletcher had a press conference. And in that press conference, he was asked about what advice would he have for a rookie coming to Philadelphia. Here's what Fletcher Cox, who had a great career, he had a great rookie year. He had a spectacular career. Here's what Fletcher said his advice to a rookie would be.
Come humble. And ready to work, because it's not easy here. Got to have thick skin. The media is, you know, the fans love you, media love you. But, you know, the biggest part is, you know, make sure you come in with a clear mind, you know, a humble mind, and be ready to be around some really, really good teammates and good coaching.
Put another way, don't be Ben Simmons. You know, that's the don't be Ben Simmons. Don't be a horse's ass. 215-592-9494. Speaking of advice, life advice with the hammer in about 10 minutes. Eric in Cherry Hill right now. Good morning, Eric.
Hey, good morning, everyone.
Hi, Eric.
Some draft, but real quick about the Phillies. I said it, you know, about 2 weeks ago for the 7-game win streak. This is just what they're going to do. They're going to frustrate us. You know, we're going to make the playoffs. We're going to, you know, it's just, you know.
Eric, I'm not too frustrated. Look, 15-10 is pretty good. What's incredible is that the Braves are 17-6. I mean, they are a regular season machine. They lost their best pitcher, probably their second best player, and they just win at a clip that is astounding.
Yeah, I mean, I'm frustrated, just like the way they keep losing. Yeah. But anyway, for the draft, you know, I know somebody said, you know, we shouldn't go after a pass rusher, but what do you guys think about this guy Latu? I keep seeing him anywhere from 10 to like 23 going to the Cardinals.
Yep.
Like,
well, he was productive. What, he had 13 sacks last couple of years at UCLA. The issue Jimmy brought up the other day, leave football for a while, which, you know, that is a major concern.
I was wondering
whether football would work for him or not. But he's past that, and he is considered, man, he's going to be at the top of the first round in this draft. He's going to make a lot of hay getting after quarterbacks, and he can do that. He's got all the measurables that you'd want. It's just the injury potential that's my biggest concern.
Because, you know, Eric, after the neck, it could be, you know, my neck and then maybe my back.
Back could also be in there, yeah.
those
that get it, and those that don't, I'm so sorry. There's just only so much we can say on the air sometimes.
Yeah.
All right, give me a great answer, Eric, for a meeting you wish you were a fly on the wall at.
Yeah, I'd love to be at the exit meeting between Kraft and Belichick.
Wow.
Wow, that's a great answer.
They had one?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They had one. Boy, is that a good answer. I like that a lot. Let's listen to Quinyon Mitchell. He is a player the Eagles could draft. Might take some maneuvering to get to where he is slotted to go. A few spots in front of the Birds. He talked a little bit ago. This actually goes back, I think, a month or two, whatever it was, whenever the Senior Bowl was. Here's Quinyon Mitchell back then about the Eagles.
Now, you said you met with the Eagles. Have they said anything particular about your game?
No, just talking ball, you know what I'm saying? Just talking about my background and stuff like that. So just having, you know what I'm saying, conversation.
Now, any players you model your game after?
Darius Slay.
Darius Slay models his game after, who's been a good Eagle.
Good.
Frustrates us at times, but he's been a good Eagle.
And Quinyon Mitchell, remember, he's the guy. He's at the top of the cornerback list with the guy that I like, Arnold guy. Yeah. There are rumors that the Eagles really like this Mitchell guy, that he is potentially the guy that they would trade up for.
I mean, he's really a viable option. I mean, they'd have to move up.
He went to Toledo.
Yeah.
The issue with him is the level of competition. You know, he was, the way that you evaluate a cornerback, you know, like number of catches that people got on him or number of touchdowns allowed, like he didn't allow anything, but it's at Toledo. So you have to weigh that a little bit. And but the measurables, when you run a 4.33,
super fast,
I think.
Yeah.
Almost a 4.3 flat. It's pretty nice.
I just hope he doesn't model his off the field, you know, game after Darius Slay.
You know, the Slay thing is a weird one because he seems like a good guy, but he's annoying.
He's so annoying.
He's an annoying good guy. Like,
he's not a bad guy.
Not a bad guy.
No, he just is like, shut up.
But
Darius,
if people want to call you Darius or Darius Slay, then let people call you Darius or Darius Slay.
Like, and just maybe sometimes don't do the video.
He's got
maybe sometimes say, you know what, I'm not going to record this one.
Right,
you know, once in a while.
Right. All right. By the way, more of Quinyon Mitchell, because in a different time, he talked to John Clark. You know, he had a visit to the Eagles. So this is one of those guys that the Eagles prioritized to have him visit, and he chose to. Here's Quinyon Mitchell with John Clark recently.
How was your visit in Philly with the Eagles?
Yeah, it went good. You know, Coach Kendall and the head coach, they best friends. So I was talking a little trash to him. So, yeah, it was really good.
Did you take the hoops test with Nick Sirianni, the competition?
No, he didn't want to play hoops, so I ain't do it.
the Eagles have been rumored to want to move up and get you. What do you think it would be like to be an Eagle?
I mean, it'd be great. Great plan for that city and plan for that fan base, so I really enjoy it.
Have the Eagles showed interest in you?
I mean, yeah, they brought me on the visit, and the visit went great, just meeting everybody there, so I feel like it went good.
What would you bring as a corner?
What would I bring?
Yeah.
Just intensity, ball skills, turnovers, and interceptions, so that's what I bring.
The answer should have been pain did from you? Mr. T's playbook, but that's
that would have been awesome.
Pain.
Did you notice when John asked him, hey, the Eagles could be considering trading up for you, the knowing yeah coming from him, from Quinion Mitchell?
Sure.
Like, to me, can we listen to that one again? Do you have that one set aside, Jimmy, where he's talking about the Eagles
the whole
could
thing?
Consider
all
trading
50 seconds
up
again?
To get you? No,
he,
there was just
he can't
one.
Do that. You, right. James,
I
you
can't dive
into
the middle, no.
That's fine. The thing was, they talked about the Eagles going up and getting
yeah.
him. And the way he said, yeah, the way he agreed.
That his agent's telling him something?
It was like it wasn't the first time he was hearing
well,
that.
Well, again,
this was at the Senior
knowing.
Bowl, though, right?
Well, like, let's also remember. No, I think this was more recent.
Oh, the second one was more recent. Yeah. Okay, yes. My fault.
And let's remember the relationship between that head coach and Sirianni.
College roommates
yes.
and teammates.
That you know, counts yeah. for a lot.
No, it really could. Yeah. But by the way, speaking of that head coach, his name is Jason Candle. Bad name, but whatever. His
oh
name's
gosh.
Jason Candle.
Joe.
Right?
I'm with you. It's
a horrible, name.
Horrible name. Jason Candle is
Jason
terrible.
Candle.
Awful.
You know, Candle, this might be the first time I actually agree with you. Like,
yeah.
Candle seems
it's horrible.
Like such a weak concept.
It's horrible.
It's made out of, it's so flimsy. Like, it's wax. Like, you could just.
Yeah. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
With your hand, smush it in half.
Like your Sam
Very
Candle.
Easily.
Sam Candle. Like, who wants that?
It is, it's all not right. strong.
Well, this guy's Jason Candle. He is a really good friend of Nick Sirianni. He talked about Quinion Mitchell's work ethic.
Man, oh, man, a guy that's a first-round draft pick. He's on a top 30 visit. He gets a 6 a.m. flight. He's back in Detroit at, you know, whatever time, 8 o'clock, and he's in his car, and he's here to be in a workout, and he's right there running with the guys that he played college football with. You can't make that up, and then you can't script that, and nobody's telling him to do that. His agent's not telling him to do that. I'm not telling him to do that. That's just who this guy is each and every day. And once you make light to that story, that's pretty much all they really ask about, because that speaks to the character of the young man.
I'll tell you one thing. That's how you talk a player up. Yeah. John, do you remember in the history of our show, the college head coach we had on? It was either before or after the Eagles drafted him.
I think it was after, and that's why it was, you know, even more.
TCU's coach, Patterson,
Gary Patterson,
had nothing complimentary to say about Jalen Reagor. It was unbelievable.
That's amazing.
It was wild.
It was wild.
It was. Yeah.
It was wild.
It was crazy. I brought it up yesterday on my pod with Elliot because I was like so. I still remember
Did
how
the
shocked
Eagles
we were.
Not talk to him.
I think
he was proven right. He didn't want to come on here. He put his, you know, his
right.
name on the line. He's like, I'm going to be real with you guys. Like, my guy already got drafted. I'm going to say what's real. And
Which
he did.
Which is unusual from this standpoint. When a team gets a first-round draft pick, it's a boost to the
recruiting.
Recruiting.
Program.
That's
exactly sure.
right.
Can
All
I say one thing real quick about the kid Xavion?
Yep.
What I read about him, you know, he wound up at Toledo because he didn't get recruited by the big schools. because he literally photobombed the social media account of one of the coaches at Toledo. And that's how he wound up there.
There are some crazy stories. You know, the craziest of all time, you know John Doerenbos' story, right?
Yes.
Doerenbos
the best.
Created a fake video. He had someone else long snapping and then sent it out. And he landed a gig. He landed a gig in college as a long snapper, even though he wasn't the one in the video doing the long snapping. It's unbelievable.
It's amazing.
It's unbelievable.
It is remarkable.
Yes. It is.
Just everything about
him. I'll give you one more that I the story of Pepe Sanchez coming to Temple. So John Chaney had gotten a 5-minute grainy video of Pepe Sanchez playing, I guess in South America, I think it was. And Pepe Sanchez did not take a shot. Did not take a shot in the video. And John Chaney's thing was, that's a floor general. That's a guy who knows how to pass the ball and lead. I want that guy to be my point guard. Pretty cool. Really is very
favorite
cool.
Pepe moment when he was at the free throw line.
Yeah.
And hit the shot. And
Michigan State, right?
And fell down onto the floor. It was why I lost my mind.
All right, let's go to Gary in Vineland, New Jersey. Hi, Gary.
Hammer. My daughter's at her first Penn Relay.
Nice. It's fun.
Sorry, Hammer. I just assumed you didn't do that.
Gary, by the way, so is John's daughter today, making her Penn Relay debut.
Yes, that's she awesome. Is.
Very cool.
Tremendous.
I'm so excited for her. Like,
good for you, buddy.
I can't believe it.
Someday I'll make mine.
That's a huge deal, man. It's been going on forever.
Yeah.
What a tradition.
That's right.
Yeah. Why are we shocked about Doerenbos? The guy's a magician.
Yeah, but that's next level, man.
Yes,
a
is.
Fake video? I mean, you got to be kidding me.
Talk a sleight of hand, sleight of everything.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Pulled one over on the world.
Incredible. What do you got here, Gary? So,
I want to see the Embiid that said we're going to win actually win.
Yeah, like, that's right.
It's go time now, or I don't know what. Like, it's crazy.
It is crazy.
Yeah, this is it. This is put up or shut up.
Sure is.
He has done it. You're painted into a corner, and you're gonna win tonight, or it's over.
Yeah, it would be a big problem. Gary, give me an answer. Fly on the wall. What meeting do you want to be at?
I want to be at the meeting that we got half of the country for less than 3 cents an acre, the Louisiana Purchase.
Louisiana Purchase. That's interesting.
That's pretty good.
I wonder if it was a meeting or they just sent over a piece of paper and said, you want to sign this? And then, you know, the French are like, yeah.
What do we care? What do we care?
We'll take the 15 mil. I don't know if it was a meeting. Probably was. Who the heck knows? All right, let's do a little life advice with the Hammer. You know, the craziest thing about the Louisiana Purchase might not be getting...
It would have had to have been a meeting, Joe.
Well, I don't know.
Like, back then, they can't just have, like, phone calls or... Well, I guess they could have letters.
Well, someone might have, handed a letter from Thomas Jefferson. I don't know. But here's the crazy thing. Is it just getting $15 million for a third of the country? It's that Thomas Jefferson had no legal standing to make that deal. Zero. And the crazy thing is, he was very not big government. Like, his whole thing was not having big government. Mm-hmm. And that's the old-time big government power move, where a president does something he has no legal authority to do.
Okay, so... He didn't have legal authority,
no authority
to do it. So does it still stand up?
It does. In fact, we are not giving back New Orleans.
Okay.
Yes.
That's good to know.
Although I will say.
I like New Orleans.
I will say parts of Kansas and Nebraska and Missouri.
I can have them.
You know, like St. Louis. Oh, by the way.
St. Louis.
Let me rip St. Louis.
Oh, I know where you're going. I agree with this. This is good work.
St. Louis is baseball heaven. It's baseball heaven. All right. So they have a good team for like 25, 30 years. Fans show up. Now their team stinks. Nobody's showing up in St. Louis. All right. Enough of the Cardinals fan being the freaking best fan in America. Enough. All right? A disgrace.
They just never had a losing team. They just kept winning. That's exactly right.
Correct.
Great point.
Well, now it's baseball hell.
Good.
You know what? Now it's just they're keeping it real.
No, it's what it always was normal.
Correct.
Normal.
Correct.
They're not any better than anyone else out there.
All right. Seltzer life advice. What does someone need help with today?
All right. We're going to help John out. Not that John, a different John.
Okay.
Hey, Hammer.
What?
My wife and I have a great relationship. But there's one thing that's a bit of an issue for me.
There's more than one, but you only know of one. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, here it is. All he
right.
says,
all right.
She hates being wrong.
She hates being wrong?
Wrong. To the point where it actually changes her mood for the worse in a big way. In some cases, it will ruin an evening. My problem is that I also like to be right. But when I am, I struggle with whether I should say it or not because I know that it will lead to her being in a bad mood. I've gotten to the point where I will just let it go most times because I know it's not worth how upset she gets. But man, it sucks always having to eat it. This is not some relationship-ending type of thing I could deal with if I have to, but I would like to not have to deal with it. I've talked to her about it in the past, but nothing has ever come of it. Is there anything else I can do to help make this situation better in the future?
Well, fascinating question. A lot of people have been in that spot. I'll say this, and it's incredibly ironic. We just talked about Thomas Jefferson, because I read a Jefferson book years ago in which he actually talked. There was a quote where he talked about, don't always be the person in the meeting, even if you're right, who makes sure the other people in the room know you were right. Like, let other people sometimes arrive at the conclusion themselves. It's a way to not force it down people's throat. Not making that up. Jefferson talked about that. Not in those words, but that concept. So I would say, you know, heed the advice of Thomas Jefferson there. Now, look, don't get me wrong. If it drives you bananas, then, you know, pick your spots and bring it up from time to time. But if this is a tendency of hers where, you know, look, if you love her and this is something that's a defining characteristic and you want to stay with her, you're going to have to, for the most part, roll with it. Now, again, let me be clear. I'm not saying don't ever speak up. I'm not saying don't pick your spot from time to time. But for the most part, my man, do as Jefferson suggested and don't make her eat the loss. Just roll with the punches and let her kind of find her own way.
Yeah, you should feel you should be able to get this to the point, because it sounds like you love her, everything's good. You should be able to get to the point where you can talk about this openly, to where you can even laugh about it. Like, oh boy, I'm going to eat this one.
Maybe.
It's okay. Yeah, you can.
But it doesn't sound like she's wired
that way.
Yeah,
it doesn't sound like they're there.
She's not wired that way.
Might not be.
I get it. Yeah, I get it. It would be great if you could get to the point where you talk about it, but eating it is not that big a deal in the meantime.
Look, I'll use this as my final salvo here. There was a great Phil Jackson commercial years ago. He goes into a restaurant to, like, pick up food, and there's a kid behind the counter who's being lippy. And the
Lippy.
I love that phrase. Great word.
And it doesn't get used enough.
And the boss, the store manager, turns to Phil Jackson without knowing that it's Phil Jackson, championship coach, and says to Phil Jackson, you just can't imagine the egos I have to deal with sometimes. and the joke, obviously, is for the audience, because Phil Jackson's dealing with Michael Jordan,
so good,
Scottie Pippen, Shaquille O'Neal,
Dennis
and Kobe
Rodman
Bryant.
Yeah, in right? there, too. Like,
and the point is, you think Steve Kerr hasn't eaten a ton of stuff?
It's a really good
through
point.
The years with Draymond Green and, you know. But, like, if you want to win with the best, sometimes you just got to roll with the punches. If you love her, my man, roll with the punches more than you'd want to. But roll with the punches. And that's a little life advice with the hammer.
It's pretty good advice.
Well, thank you.
Sometimes it just is what it is.
Let me ask you a question.
Hey, wow.
Has anyone else in human history ever tied together Thomas Jefferson, Phil Jackson, and Steve Kerr other than
the hammer?
Probably not. Draymond Green, Scottie Pippen, Kobe Bryant. I'm just saying. That's what I try to do. All right. that was an inappropriate pat on the back. But I got to tell
you. A little much, you know?
I got to tell you, I thought my advice was sound would be the baseline. I thought it was exceptional. All right.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.